boiling potatoes. Uh-huh. That's a metal potato.
Okay. Did you help yourself? Yes,
I did.
Okay. Or repeat this, help yourself. Did you help yourself? Yes,
I helped myself. Thank
you. If someone passed you the potatoes and you didn't want any, you might say, no thank you, I don't
care for any.
If some of the food isn't eaten for dinner, it might be heated up and served the next day. What would that food be called?
Well, it'd be called leftovers around here.
You put food in your mouth and you
chew it.
Okay. What do you call soft food that's, oh, you already told me, made with cornmeal? You call that mush, don't you?
That's what we guess.
Okay. Peas, beans, squash, and corn grown at home are homegrown
vegetables.
Vegetables are grown in a
garden.
What's, you already told me that too. Grits is the word that you use for the ground up. Grits are hominy for ground up. And big hominy or live hominy for the big ones.
Yes.
Okay. What food is sometimes served instead of potatoes with gravy? People in Asia eat it great quantities.
In Asia?
Uh-huh. I'm sure you do. And we eat it instead of potatoes with gravy. Begins with an R.
I guess you got me, I don't know.
Let me see, you can laugh when you know what it is. You see pictures of Asians with a little bow.
Oh, you're talking about rice?
That's exactly what I'm talking
about. I don't say South Carolina, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. If the aroma of something is especially good, you might say, just smell.
Smell, yeah.
Okay, would you ever say just smell of that?
I wouldn't put any oil on there.
What do people put on pancakes, on batter cakes?
Butter and syrup.
Okay. What's a very thick kind of syrup?
Molasses.
Okay, so then you would say the molasses, what thick?
I would say it is thick, but my mother would have said it are thick. Molasses was plural in her day and time.
If something isn't artificial, then it's
genuine.
Sugar might be sold in packages, or it might be sold how? If somebody just took some sugar out of a barrel in a dipper, you say the sugar was being sold
by the pound.
Okay. Would you ever say it's sold loose? Or would you say it's sold
I don't understand what you're talking about, loose sugar, but...
Well, there's another...
I don't use that.
There's another term, too, that begins with a B. It might be sold...
Book?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But would you use either one of those terms?
I wouldn't.
Okay. On the table, a jam and...
Jelly. Uh-huh.
Two shakers on the table, hold.
Salt and pepper.
If there are some apples on the table and you want one, you'd say, please.
Pass me an apple.
Okay. If there are two groups of boys, you might ask, these boys? And somebody might answer, no.
Those.
Okay. If someone asks you where if someone asks you where someone else lives, you might answer, oh, his house isn't very far from here. It's right.
Right down the street or something like that.
Okay. Now, would you ever say it's right over there or back there or down there or up there? Or?
Well, yes, sometimes.
Now, what would determine whether you said back there or
they're
up
all
there?
All over the world.
Now, if a house is a good way off, you might point in the direction of the house and say, oh, it's way...
down that way.
Okay. Don't do it that way, do it...
this way.
When you don't quite hear what a person says and you want him to repeat it, what do you say to him?
I say, what did you say?
Okay. The opposite of rich is...
poor.
And a poor man is a man something, poor. Would you say a man who's poor, a man that's poor, a man what's poor?
Mm-hmm.